Before we begin,
在我们开始之前
，May we bow our heads and pray in silence.
我们一起同心低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share the story of how I became a member of the True Jesus Church.
奉主耶稣圣名，我要在这边跟大家分享我是怎么样成为真耶稣教会的信徒的。
I'm happy to share my testimony with you.
我很高兴能够在这边跟大家分享我的见证。
My story here begins when I moved to California for college.
那我的故事是在我搬到加州来念大学的时候。
I went to college at Caltech in Pasadena.
我是在Caltech 在 Pasadena 的一个大学叫 Caltech 念书。
I studied biochemistry, and I was a member of there was just one campus Christian fellowship.
然后我是主修生物化学，然后呢，我也是在我们的那时候校园里只有一个校园团契，我是参加那里的校园团契。
I considered myself a fervent Christian because I tried to go to multiple churches a week and several events per week.
那我想说，我那时候是一个相当有热心的一个基督徒，因为我去了很多间不同的教会，然后呢，参加很多教会的活动。
But towards the end of my college years, I began to question my faith.
那但是在我快要结束大学的学业的时候，我开始对我自己的信仰产生了怀疑。
There was a bad situation in my campus.Christian fellowship.
那时候我在我参加的校园团契有发生了一些不好的事情。
To elaborate a little bit.
那如果再多做解释一点的话。
One of my role models in the Christian fellowship.
就是在我参加的那个校园团契，其中有一个是我向来所敬仰的一位。
Had an affair outside of her relationship.
她有一个婚外情。
With her employer.
就是跟她的属下有一个婚外情。
And I had looked up to this.Very good friend of mine for a good 2 or 3 years. I looked up to.
这一位是我两三年一直都非常的敬仰的一位，并且是我的好朋友。
And the aftermath of the situation left a lot of destruction and hurt people in the fellowship.
那这件事情之后的影响就是伤害了很多人。
There was the way that the situation was handled was also questionable.
那处理这个情况的方法也是很让人质疑的。
And so not only so in addition to my feeling betrayal in that friendship.It weakened my faith a lot.
那除了我那时候感觉到被背叛之外，我的信仰也受到了很大的影响。
It was really after that event that, after going to church very fervently, that I decided I didn't really want to be part of organized religion.
就是在这个事件之后呢。我就想说，我不要再成为任何一个有宗教性的组织当中的一员。
Because there is always going to be people within that organization who corrupt it.
那一定，因为我觉得一定在这个组织当中会有人跌倒。
Yeah. So after college, I did not go to any churches, and I just stayed away from spiritual. Things altogether.
那我在大学毕业之后，我就不再去教会，然后我就离宗教远远的。
After college, I was doing a gap year to do some work. I was at City of Hope and living in Baldwin Park.
那我在大学毕业之后呢，我开始工作，然后我是在伯恩教会附近工作，伯恩附近工作。
And during that year, I had a lot of questions about my faith, but I didn't have answers.
那在那一年当中，我对我的信仰有很多的疑问，但是也找不到答案。
I just focused during that year on working and studying to get into graduate school in biochemistry.
那我就把那一年的精力花在读书上，然后要准备进生物化学的研究所。
But during that year, I had never been apart from God in this way, so I felt a huge emptiness in my heart.
那但是我从来没有离神那么远过，所以在这一年当中，我心里有很巨大的空虚感。
And I do remember that there were times when I felt so depressed or alone, like apart from God, that I would just cry and cry.
那我还记得那一年当中，有时候会觉得非常的沮丧，非常的空虚，很孤单，然后我就会一直哭，一直哭。
And in those times, I still believed in God, so I promised God that I would return to Him when I got to graduate school.
那我还是相信神，那我就向神许诺说，我进了研究所之后，我还会回转向他。
I just wanted to get into school and be in a stable situation.
那我就想说，进了研究所，然后我的情况比较稳定。
And then I would take some time to rebuild my faith.
那我就会花时间开始来重建我的信仰。
And I was specifically interested to find a Bible study group to study the Bible more and just have a stronger foundation.
那我当时是很想找一个就是专门研经的团体，能够更加学习圣经。
So that if future events that took place would not be able to shake my faith.
那所以我的根基会比较稳固，所以在以后发生事情的时候，我的信仰不会动摇。
Okay, there were a few things that I was very determined about in looking for a Bible study group.
那当我在寻找一个研经的团体的时候，有几件事情我非常的在意，然后我下定了个决心。
In the time that I had apart from church, I had a lot of time to just think about what was important to me.
那在我离开教会那段时间呢，我有时间来思考什么是对我来讲重要的。
And I was curious to find a church or a group of believers who do not include Christmas or Easter.
那我就很想找一个团体，一个教会，他们不会庆祝圣诞节还有复活节。
Just because that these holidays have pagan roots.
因为这些节日都是有一些外邦异教的信仰在里面。
For example, every culture on the face of earth has some celebration associated with the solstices.
比如说在很多的宗教信仰上，他们一些节日都是跟克尔特族的信仰有关系。
And I felt that this was something separate from what's in the Bible and introduced through other means.
那我觉得这些是不符合圣经的，而且是把一些外在的东西引进来。
I was also interested to better understand the relationship between Jesus and God.
那我也想说多了解耶稣跟神之间的关系。
I grew up in churches where we were taught about the Holy Trinity.
那我在一个讲论三位一体的教会当中成长。
And the three were very separate but working together.
然后他们是说这三个是分开的，但是又一起工作。
But in those churches, we were very confused and unsure about the nature of the Holy Spirit.
但是在参加那些教会，我们都对圣灵感到非常的困惑。
And lastly, I was really determined to be able to build up my faith so that I'd be able to last even if others around me stumble.
然后第三个下的决心是因为找到一个能够把我的信仰建立起来，所以当有事件发生的时候，我身旁的人跌倒的话，我不会因此而跌倒。
Okay, and that brings us to in fall 2011, I arrived at UCLA to start my graduate study.
接下来2011年的秋天，我来到 UCLA 来念书。
And UCLA campus is much larger in population than my college, so there were a lot of different Bible study groups to look at.
那 UCLA 是很大的一个学校，所以他们有很多的专门研究圣经的一些团契。
So I spent some time, I guess you'd call it Bible study hopping.
那我花了一些时间来寻找这些研读圣经的团体。
Some groups were very large, like hundreds of people, but they didn't spend much time studying the Bible and mostly doing social events.
那有些团体他们有很多的成员，有几百个人，但是他们却没有花很多时间在读经，大部分都是在社交。
And as I was mentioning before, I really needed to build up my faith on understanding the Bible better.
那像我所说的，我是真的很希望找到一个可以把我的信仰再次建立起来的一个地方。
There were also some other very large fellowships that I have visited and heard rumors that were possibly influenced too much by leaders.
那我有接触到一些团体，我听到他们的谣言，就是他们会被他们的领导的人影响很多。
And these leaders would try to control their members both in the way they interpret the Bible and also in their relationships.
然后这些领导的人呢，会试着影响这些成员如何解释圣经，甚至于会影响他们的感情关系上。
And I knew this was true because I had a friend who went through this awkward situation.
我知道这些，因为我有个朋友就经历这样的情况。
And so I wondered if I would really find a Bible study group or church that would fit me and what I was interested in learning more about.
所以我就想，我是不是真的能够找到一个这样子的研经的团体，能够帮助我。
And at the same time, I really was afraid of, I wasn't able to share that I was looking for a Bible study group with anyone in my graduate program because in the sciences, it's not really commended or looked up to if you say that you're a religious person.
那因为我是学科学的，我当时在研究所也没有办法跟我的同学讲说我在寻找这样一个研经的团体。因为学科学的人如果说是相信信仰的话，不是大家所推崇的。
And so I continue to pray to God that he would lead me to a place where I could grow closer to him.
所以我继续向神祷告，希望神可以带领我到一个可以跟他更亲近的地方。
Truly God is a faithful God.
真的神是一个很信实的神。
And he helped and guided me in my search.
他帮助了我来寻找。
I was having a lunch with an acquaintance from college, and this lunch I didn't even think anything of it.
那我跟一个在大学的一个旧识吃饭，吃午饭。
And he happened to mention that he went to a Bible study group on campus.
那他突然就讲到说他参加一个校园的团契，一个研经的团体。
And I hadn't even mentioned Bible study at that point in the conversation, so I was really happy to just learn more about it.
那我们在对谈，我其实都还没有提到我在寻找一个研经的团体，所以当我听到他提起来的时候，我就很高兴。
That Bible study group was affiliated with True Jesus Church.
那个查经的团契呢，就是真耶稣教会的。
And I asked him more about the Juju's church and where he went to attend this church.
那我就问他更多有关真耶稣教会的信息，然后问他说是去哪里参加聚会。
And it turned out that he went to True Jesus Church in Baldwin Park.
那他是在伯恩教会，真耶稣教会的伯恩教会聚会。
And I was really surprised and comforted because during those times when I was depressed, I would walk around by myself.
那我是非常的感到受安慰，因为我其实那时候在沮丧的时候会到处走一走。
In Baldwin Park, and I would pass by this church.
就在伯恩教会的附近，然后我常常会走经过这个教会。
So I had lived for a year just down the street from the church.
那其实我在教会那一条路上就住了一年。
It was a coincidence, and I just felt comforted because I felt that God knew when I was calling out to Him, and
那我觉得非常受安慰，因为我觉得神知道我在寻找。
And knew to let me know that He was watching out for me.
那也让我觉得安慰，因为我觉得他是在看顾我的。
And so, okay.So I'll tell you something about our campus Bible study group.
那我想跟大家分享一下我们的校园查经的团体。
Our group was called the Rooftop Fellowship.
那我们的团体是叫屋顶上。
Not because we met on rooftops.
那不是说我们在屋顶上一起聚集。
But it refers to Peter's experience in the Bible, where while he was praying on the rooftop and saw a vision.From God, that the unclean animals were good to eat.
那叫这个屋顶上，是因为彼得当时他在屋顶那边祷告，然后见到异象，看到不洁净的物，然后又从神那里得到启示来的真理。
And the message of this passage is that the gospel is open to all Gentiles, all people.
那这个真理就是福音是给所有的人的。
And so in our Bible study group, at the time, I considered it large. There was 10 people.
那我觉得我们有十个人，但是我觉得我们是很大的团体了。
And I know there's a lot more of you here today.
那我知道今天有更多的青年在这。
The people who attended our Bible study group were students.
那参加我们的查经的团契呢，是学生。
And working youthFrom around campus and in the local area.
然后有一些社青是在当地或者是在当地工作的。
And it was primarily sisters, and they were very, very caring people.
然后大部分都是姐妹，然后这些姐妹也都是非常有爱心，很会关心人的。
For example, they cared for me and prayed for me.Just forming my community as I started graduate school.
那比如说，他们很在乎我，然后帮我祷告。然后呢，在我念研究所的时候，他们还接送。
And graduate school for me lasted 5 years, so they were truly a good community and support to me.
那我在研究所念了5年，那他们对我来讲是很大的支持。
Okay, so when I first went to Rooftop, they concluded with a prayer in spiritual tongues.
那我第一次参加这个团契的时候，在结束，他们是用灵言祷告。
For myself, I already had experience with charismatic churches, so when they prayed in tongue, I wasn't surprised.
那我不会觉得很惊讶，因为我曾经有接触过灵恩派的教派。
In my youth, to give you a little more background, when I look back, I realized that my family and I, we went to a different church every 2 years.
那跟大家讲一下我的背景，就是我和我的家庭呢，我们每2年就换一间教会。
And at one of these churches, they were trying to understand the nature of the Holy Spirit.
那在参加过一个教会，他们是想要试着了解圣灵的本质。
And I had seen someone pray for the Holy Spirit and receive the gift of tongues.
然后我曾经有看过有人求圣灵，然后有这样子的恩赐。
But the way that the Bible study group prayed was very different from the way that I had past seen it.
但是我接下来参加这个屋顶上的团契，看到他们的灵言祷告跟我之前看到的不一样。
And also, all the members were praying in tongues.
而且我看到在屋顶上团契这个团体，每一个人都是用灵言祷告。
So I knew that something was different about this group, and also,
所以我就知道这个团体是不一样的。
And also, I was not afraid because I just wanted to be open and respectful to the way that they prayed.
那我也不会害怕，因为我想要尊重他们。
And so I started going to this Bible study group in the fall of 2011.
那我开始参加这个查经的团体是在2011年的秋天。
They helped me dig deeper into the Bible.
他们帮助我能够更深入的了解圣经。
And understand the differences between the doctrines of True Jesus Church and other churches.
并且帮助我了解真耶稣教会的教义是如何的跟其他的教派不同。
And what I found most helpful to me was that the interpretations were very straightforward and logical.
那我发现对我来讲很有帮助的就是对圣经的解释是非常的直接。
As I mentioned, especially with the topic of Holy Spirit, in past churches, there would be topics where we would just gloss over and move on.
那也是非常的有逻辑。在我以前参加的教派当中，他们讲到圣灵的时候，就是一直转来转去。
And so there were things that we would just never talk about.
然后有一些话题就是避而不谈。
Such as Holy Spirit and baptism.
比如说像圣灵或是洗礼是不谈的。
If it's your first time here with us today, with the True Jesus Church members.
如果您是今天第一次到来，然后第一次接触真耶稣教会的信徒
，I think you'll find it comforting that there's a lot of clarity when they help you to study the Bible.
我想你会觉得很安慰，因为当他们帮助你来了解圣经的时候，是很清晰、很清楚的。
And the clarity can be very eye-opening and insightful.
那这样的清晰会让你得到很多。
Okay. In other churches that I've been to throughout my life,
那在我之前生命当中去过的教会里，
maybe a majority of the effort seemed to be spent on emotions.
那很多的他们的精力跟时间都花在人的情感情绪上。
Which is important, but as I mentioned, it's also important to have that strong foundation in the Bible.
是没有错，是很重要，但是能够对圣经有一个很坚固的理解根基的话，也是很重要的。
Or else when bad situations happen to your friends or people around you, you can be shaken.
要不然当你的朋友或者是你周遭的人发生事情的时候，你信仰根基可能会摇动。
And in our Bible study group at UCLA, the members were always willing to discuss with me and answer my questions.
那在我参加的 UCLA 的团契当中，他们都很愿意跟我谈。
For example, one thing that I was very happy to understand was that the True Jesus Church does not celebrate Christmas and Easter.
那有一件事情，比如说有件事情让我很高兴的，就是真耶稣教会不庆祝复活节还有圣诞节。
For Christmas, for example, it's not because True Jesus Church does not want to recognize the birth of Christ, but because the celebration is not found in the Bible and the apostles did not celebrate it.
那真耶稣教会呢并不是说不承认主耶稣降世，而是 这些庆祝的方式没有在圣经当中记录，然后使徒也没有这样子的庆祝。
Another very logical thing that I found was that they told me about observing Sabbath on Saturdays.
那当他们教导我要守安息日的时候，我也觉得是很有逻辑性的。
Because going to church on Sundays was introduced by man who was when I guess Romans were trying to make Christianity more popular.
因为星期日聚会的缘由是因为罗马希望让这个基督教呢更为大众异教徒所接受。
And it was more convenient to move Sabbath to Sunday because for the Romans it was their day of worship.
那也是可以把安息日转到礼拜天，也是很方便的，因为礼拜天本来就是罗马人的一个崇拜的一日。
Even though the true day that God should be worshipped is on Saturday.
即使说在圣经上的真理是我们必须要在星期六安息日来崇拜。
And I found these explanations to be very logical and straightforward.
我就发现这样的解释是很直接而且很有逻辑性的。
After a few months, the sisters at church at the Bible study group invited me to attend True Jesus Church on Saturdays.
那过了几个月之后，团契里的姐妹邀请我参加星期六在教会的聚会。
The church branch that I would go to was in Canoga Park.
那我去的这个朋友呢，他们是在肯诺加教会。
Which is maybe a 30-minute drive from UCLA.
大概离 UCLA 有30分钟的车程。
But again, I was reluctant to go because I was, even though I enjoyed the community of the Bible study group, I was afraid to be part of another church with problems.
虽然我很喜欢参加这个查经的团体，但是我有些不乐意去，因为我不想再成为一个信仰团体当中的一员。
Growing up, when I went to a different church about every 2 years, it was because of infighting and problems about money mismanagement.
那在我成长的过程，我去了很多间不同的教会，每两年就换一个教会，就是因为这样子的很多的原因，很多的问题。
And I assumed that every church was like this.
我看到每一间教会都有这样子的问题。
So I just wanted to be part of the Bible study group without committing to the church.
所以我就想说，我就参加这个查经的团体就好了，不想去教会。
But with their constant encouragement, I finally decided to give it a try.
那他们不断的鼓励我，我最后就决定，我想试一试。
And I started going with a sister in winter 2012.
那我就开始跟一个姐妹在2012年的冬天开始去教会。
And there were a lot of things that I learned by going to the church that I wouldn't have known without going.
那我参加教会之后，我就发现我学习到很多我以前不知道的事。
First, Canoga Park Church has a really small family-oriented style feeling.
第一个就是肯诺加教会是个很像一个家庭的一个教会。
And it's very intimate there, yeah.
然后大家的关系都很好，很亲密。
Next, I was also curious that this church really organized itself more like a democracy led by God.
那我就很好奇说这个教会是真的是在神在统筹一切的教会。
There's representation that occurs at every level and even at the national and international level.
那这个教会它不论是在国内或者是国际，他们都有一定的一个组织。
It makes it such that the power over big decisions don't lie in just a few people's hands.
所以呢，感觉上这个教会不是说只有几个人在做决定而已。
Because some of the situations that I've seen growing up, where a single pastor leads a church, there can be a lot of negative. Situations.
因为在我看过的教会，如果是只有一个牧师来做决定的话，会有很多的问题。
And those kinds of fighting can lead to churches splitting up.
那这样的问题会导致教会来分裂。
Adults acting like children and calling each other bad names.
然后或者是大人像小孩一样互相责骂。
I even heard from one friend that at her church splitting that they were afraid for the physical security of their pastor and they had to get security guards outside his door.
我还曾经看过一个教会，因为教会的争吵，他们担心这个牧师的安危，还要请保镖来保护他。
So that he wouldn't be harmed.
所以他不会被伤害。
And from what I was experiencing at Canoga Park Church, I felt that this was much less likely to happen because it's not the pastor who holds all the power.
那我参加肯诺加教会之后，就发现他们不会有这样的问题，因为并不是这位传道他来做一切的决定或一切的力量。
In fact, they remind us, the pastors remind us that they are servants of the Lord and trying to do His will.
反而这些传道让我觉得他们是像神的仆人，他们照神的旨意来做事。
Okay. And so with that, I continued to attend the church on Saturdays and also Friday nights because they had classes for seeking the truth in the Bible.
所以我继续在礼拜六参加肯诺加教会的聚会，并且我礼拜五晚上也开始参加他们的慕道班。
And I felt that this was a good place to make my spiritual home.
那我就发现这个是一个很好的地方，成为我属灵上的家。
Okay. One question that I had about True Jesus Church beliefs was about everyone needing to receive the Holy Spirit.
那我对真耶稣教会那时有个问题，就是每一个人都要领受圣灵。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 9, it says that. If anyone does not receive the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
在罗马书八章九节说到，一个人若不领受没有神的灵的话，就不是神的。
I wasn't comfortable with the concept because it was new to me.
我对这样的观念呢，我觉得不大妥，因为对我来讲是一个很新的观念。
But it clearly states in the Bible that the gift of the Holy Spirit is for is part of salvation.
但是在圣经里很明确的表示说，圣灵是得救的必须。
Okay. Maybe I should clarify that in the churches that I had attended previously, the gift of the Holy Spirit was preached as an optional gift.
那我想澄清一下，我以前参加的教会，他们都说圣灵是。一个选择，然后是一个礼物。
But specifically, what is promised by God is the, I guess in Greek it's called Dorea.
但是呢，如果要明确讲的话，在希腊的原文，这是神所应许的。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 39, it shows that the Holy Spirit of the Lord of Jesus Christ is dwelling with.
然后在《使徒行传》二章三十九节，他是说这个应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切远方的人。
Which is in contrast to what I had learned before.
就是跟我之前在外教会听到的是不一样的，有关圣灵的道理。
And so I was able to understand that this is a promise gift given to everyone.
所以我就了解到圣灵是神应许给。每一个相信的人的。
So Acts chapter 2 verse 38 to 39 says.
所以使徒行传二章三十八到三十九节说到。
Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
你们个人要悔改。
I'll just read. Okay. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children.And to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
这个经节是记载在《使徒行传》二章三十八到三十九节。
And so I was understanding more and more clearly what the Holy Spirit was.
所以我越来越了解，到底圣灵是什么。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵就是神的灵。
And the name of God is Jesus.
那神的名字就是耶稣。
So it answered one of my questions from the very beginning.
所以这也是我 刚开始一开始讲的时候，我要下定决心寻找到的答案。
And it also says in Luke chapter 11 verse 13.
同样也在路加福音十一章十三节那里说到。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
路加福音十一章十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
And today I continue to seek the Holy Spirit.
那我今天我继续的我还在求圣灵。
In April 2012.
在2012年的四月
the Canoga Park Church branch was going to have a spiritual convocation event.
在肯诺加教会他们有一个灵恩布道会。
A spiritual convocation, which is actually going to happen at Irvine Church in a couple of weeks, is it's like a mini retreat.
那灵恩布道会就像尔湾教会在过几个礼拜要有的，就像一个小型的退休会。
Where you commit time away from the world to listen to sermons, study the Bible, pray.
就是你可以远离世上的工作、世上的生活，然后把这段时间用来读经、祷告、听道理。
And because there was a spiritual convocation coming up at Canoga Park, they asked if I wanted to be baptized.
那因为这个联会要到了，所以他们就问我说要不要受洗。
At first, I thought maybe it was too soon.But I already felt very at home at Canoga Park Church.
那我一开始我觉得好像太快，但是我又觉得在肯诺加教会里好像就像我的家一样。
In addition, in those Friday night Bible classes, we studied the story of the Ethiopian eunuch.
那在礼拜五的查经班当中，我们学习到伊索比亚太监的故事。
In Acts chapter 8, who wanted to be baptized right away after learning about the hearing about the gospel of Jesus of salvation through Jesus.
在使徒行传第八章记载到他听完了耶稣的救恩，他就马上想受洗。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 36 says, Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?
在《使徒行传》第八章第三十六节那里说到，两人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监就说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
After my struggle through college with my faith,
在我经历过大学对信仰的挣扎
，and having been apart from God for over a year, and having felt that separation,
那也经过了。远离神的一年，然后有那种分离的感觉。
And then having found a spiritual home and a place to draw closer to God.
并且又找到了一个属灵的家，并且找到一个可以亲近神的地方。
I also felt what should hinder me from being baptized. What should hinder me from being baptized?
我就想说，是什么在妨碍我来受洗呢？
And the first evening of the spiritual convocation was held on campus at UCLA.
那第一个联会的晚上是在 UCLA 的校园里。
Members from Canoga Park Church were there, and there was maybe like 20 people in attendance.
那时候，我们肯诺加教会的信徒在那里大概有二十人。
And we had a concluding prayer where I prayed very earnestly.
我们结束祷告的时候，我很努力的祷告。
We knelt down, closed our eyes, and we would say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们跪下，闭上眼睛，并说哈利路亚，赞美主。
And I was thinking about baptism.
我正在思考洗礼。
I think at the time I had already maybe agreed to be baptized, but I was maybe having second thoughts.
那我想那时候我好像是已经答应要洗礼，但是还是有一点迟疑。
And it was in that prayer when I had a vision of a very white and blinding light.
那就是在那个祷告当中，我看到一个很白很大的光。
It was very quick, and I remember being startled.
那非常的快，我只记得我非常的惊讶。
And there was a very overwhelming sense of what I call holiness from that light.
那从那个光当中，我感觉到这个圣洁。
And even though my eyes were closed, I had felt, I had seen the white light and felt the warmth of that light.
那即使我的眼睛是闭着，但是我觉得我是有看到这个很白、很圣洁的光。
It was at the same time warm and bright and piercing.
那同时的感觉到非常的温暖。
To me, it was that I felt the fear of God, and in the sense that I recognize that God is true, but He is also righteous.
然后那时候我又感受到对神的敬畏，神是真实的。
And there was a sister praying next to me.
然后那时候有一位姐妹在我旁边祷告。
Who, when I told her about it, later said that she had also felt a Holy Spirit pass in front of her.
我之后跟她讲，她说她也感觉到圣灵在她旁边经过。
And she had sensed this holiness and brightness as well.
她也感受到这样圣洁的光。
Seeing that light during that prayer truly comforted me.
见到祷告当中见到那个光，真的安慰了我。
And it expelled any doubt that I had about being baptized.
那也帮助我厘清了任何我对洗礼有的疑惑。
And so later that weekend, I received baptism in living water.
那接下来，那个周末我就在活水当中接受了洗礼。
Which means that the water was not there by man-made means.
也就是说，活水不是说是人，去取集来的水。
And we also had the pastor praying in tongues.
并且有传道人说圣灵。
And inviting the Holy Spirit to be there to witness it.
圣灵做见证，接受洗礼。
And so being baptized is a way to be cleansed of our sins.
接受洗礼能够洗净我们的罪。
It allows us to approach God.
使我们能够接近神。
And so not only is God holy and true and just.
神是圣洁、公义。
But he welcomes our approach.
但是他也很欢迎我们来亲近他。
And so I've been attending Canoga Park Church since 2012.
所以我从2012年开始加入肯诺加教会。
And I thank you for letting me share my testimony with you.
我很谢谢你们可以让我跟大家分享我的见证。
And I hope that God will guide you as well in your spiritual journey.
我希望神可以继续在这条信仰的道路上带领你们。
May all the glory always be unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿一切的荣耀永远归于主耶稣基督。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank God for this wonderful opportunity to hear wonderful.